Tavkuf Tesef Aleph Shpud Shenitzraf Abish Yochel Apostle Yodai Ein Metakni Eriso. So here we're going to the sugya of Machshirei Oichel Nefesh, which are Kalim that are unique for Oichel Nefesh. We learned before that if you can do it before Yontif, you didn't do it before Yontif, you're not allowed to fix it on Yontif. Even things that you could not have done before Yontif, there's also limitations. You can't make them tarikli. You're only allowed to make a certain type of tikkunim. So over here, this shvut shenitzraf means that you had a skewer that got bent. It says you're not allowed to fix it up on Yontif. The Mechab is not clear how bent it was. Was it bent a little bit that that's still usable, or a lot that's not usable? The Mechab holds there's too much of a tikkun mona. It's not usable. Or even if it is usable, but to unbend a skewer is not one of the malachas that are committed in Yontif. Whereas the Ramah continues and says, he says the reason why it's an osir is because you don't really need to do this. So make a minor tikkun, which is not necessary, is osir. And then if you have two conditions, number one is you couldn't do it before Yontif because it got bent on Yontif. Number two is you can't bake without fixing it. Therefore, in those circumstances, it is permitted to fix it on Yontif. The Ein Moim Kehle Rabin. You should not publicize this psak. So don't publicize this psak. Shelo Yor Latakin Kamal Shanish Bamer of Yontif. So the whole idea of fixing Kehle on Yontif is very complicated. There's a lot of conditions. People shouldn't think it's some type of blanket heter. Vehu Adin Lachol Machshir Shiyam Shelo Asayis Mer of Yontif. Also other Machshir that you cannot do before Yontif, you can do on Yontif.